This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, here was D'Amico Ryans yesterday when he was asked the very first question right out of the shoot yesterday at his press conference about cleaning things up from the game on Sunday. And, you know, what does that constitute? Is it personnel? Is it coaching? How do we clean things up, D'Amico?
We have a lot of things to clean up when it comes to, you know, our protection, and it's everyone involved, right? O-line, tight ends, backs, is everybody working together, being on the same page, and just getting it done. Like, we've had multiple weeks where the same things have hurt us multiple times, so we have to get it fixed, starting with the coaches and down to the players of finishing and executing it. Yeah, for me, everything is on the table. Okay. When it comes to it, has to get fixed. Yeah. When it comes to it, I know how we're coached, what we're asking to be done, and it's not showing up on the tape. So it's not just one person, it's the entire thing. So it's just the entire offense from the top to the bottom. We have to get it cleaned up. Not one person or one thing, but multiple things, multiple issues that we have to get collectively, we have to get it fixed.
When I hear everything is on the table, the thing that pops into my head is like, okay, then that to me indicates at least thinking about some kind of change.
Right, either it's does somebody else start at left guard?
Yes.
Do you change O-line coaches?
Yes.
Offensive coordinator? Everything's on the table.
Everything is on the table, and that's what I hear when I hear him say that.
And right now I just, the offense screams at me this is an offensive coordinator that cares more about scheme than execution. And like, nobody would ever say that that's who they are or anything, like, individually. But some guys just focus more on scheme. Other guys are really good at focusing on execution. This team doesn't execute the things that they're trying to do well at all. You've just got, in trying to point out what is the issue on the offensive line, at any various time, like, oh, okay, on this play, two guys got their butts whipped. Oh, okay, on this play, one guy was running inside zone blocking while four guys were running outside zone blocking, or vice versa. Oh, on this play, they don't know how to handle a defensive tackle twist.
Yeah.
It's a hodgepodge of various things. A lot of times it does look like miscommunication, in that, if you want to know how you know, it's because the center is still frantically pointing out and motioning and yelling right before he snaps the ball.
Yeah.
And then the offensive line is completely incapable of picking up whatever movement they see in front of them. They are not ready to play on any given snap.
We've had people along those lines. We've had people point out that they feel like the Texans, just something as simple as they're just way too slow getting in and out of the huddle.
There's
no urgency with the operation.
Get up to the line and give some time to assess everything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, like CJ not really manipulating a hard count or anything. You see Jordan Love, Jordan Love does some really good stuff pre-snap, and he got the Texans defense with it at times. Getting guys to bite and show blitz, all of that. And I wonder, there's some things where I wonder if maybe they're being a, maybe they're still trying to spoon feed CJ too much. I mean, CJ not, them not having a conversation with CJ Stroud about what the strategy was in trying to burn clock or anything there at the end of the game, I feel like that's gross negligence.
That's disturbing.
How does your quarterback on that third down, you know, because CJ was asked about it after the game, like, did you know what the strategy was? And he said, well, it seems like they were trying to, you know, burn the clock. Like, okay, but then on third down, you're asking him to throw the ball. Do you think so little of him that you can't have a conversation with him about, like, hey, let's not stop the clock. You know, if you have to pull it down and run with it or take a sack or whatever, do it, because we're in chip shot field goal range. I don't, like, it's almost insulting to CJ's intelligence that they're not having these conversations with him.
They had first and 10 at the Green Bay 12 coming out of the two-minute warning, right? The last play before the two-minute warning against Green Bay was CJ rolling to his right and throwing that bullet to Xavier Hutchinson for 11 yards to convert the first down. Then the two-minute warning hits. They let the clock burn down to the two-minute warning, which up until the two-minute warning, I thought they did a genius job of managing that drive. They took over the ball with over 5 minutes to go in the game, and they started running it a little bit again, short passing game. They're moving it down there. CJ puts the cape on that third down, and you get Xavier Hutchinson making that play. And my question would be, along the lines of what you're talking about, Seth, which is CJ, at least in the answer he had in the postgame, unless he was protecting some trade secrets, he saying that he wasn't really sure what the strategy was. What the hell did you talk about during the two-minute warning? What did you talk about? You just converted a first down to get to first and 10 at the Green Bay 12. Like, that is a clear jump, and Green Bay's got three timeouts left. There is so much that goes into the move. There are so many moving parts to what's happening right there that – what is the conversation? You know, I'm not even saying you didn't tell CJ something. There's so much of the answers to what went on in this Green Bay game, particularly late in the game, that I just don't know what's the truth in all of it, and how much it is guys just maybe protecting somebody or something. Like when D'Amico answers the question about the third and 15 and CJ throwing it to Tank like 7 yards short of the sticks along the sideline where the clock is definitely going to stop. Yeah. And D'Amico kind of sloughing that off like, oh, we're trying to complete the pass. In my mind, I'm like, okay, he might be protecting for CJ, just making a boneheaded throw. We have no idea. But the strategy thing, like, you have a two-minute warning where you're all standing there.
It looked like it's like Bobby Slowick's brain melted and oozed out his ears because you ran the ball on 2nd and 12. Yeah. All right? What are you trying to do? Okay, you ran the ball on 2nd and 12. You're trying to eat clock.
Yeah.
Why on earth do you call that pass play on 3rd and 15 after you take a tackle for a loss on that run? If you had called the run out, like, why did you bother calling a run play on 2nd and 12?
Right.
I mean, maybe if you pass the ball on 2nd and 12 and you get a first down or what have you, then okay, then you can just go ahead and burn some more timeouts or whatever. I don't get it.
And the reason why these things are a big deal, the game management and the offensive line stuff, is the schedule gets harder, and these are the things that are going. These are the things that are going to go from people saying, "Hey guys, they're 5-2," to a month from now, us having a conversation like, where the same people are going, now they're 6-6 now. What on earth is going on with this football team? And so if we're 6-6, and I don't think it's going to happen, they're going to win games, but let's pretend that it does. It's the NFL. Don't have the same people coming back to us complaining about the offensive line not being able to protect CJ. If they're in close games where they're doing mind-numbingly stupid things to run the game out and try to win a close game, and they've been really good at winning close games, which makes the management at the end of the Green Bay game even more confusing, is they've been really good at this stuff. They were poor at it on Sunday, but that's why we're looking at it so hard. Like, this is the stuff that is going to keep them. Look, this is a very winnable NFL right now. Like, there's not a Chiefs team from the last few years. Like, this, I know the Ravens look really good right now. This is a real opportunity for the Texans with the overall talent level that they have on the team. Yeah. And they're being held back by the things we're talking about right now.
Right,
that's
right.
Why it's important.
And some of those, and we've seen this twice now at the ends of games too, where in the Jaguars game when CJ had that intentional grounding, when you're passing, when
Bills
should
game.
You just be the Bills game?
Yeah.
You're passing where, and they ended up making up for that, and it didn't end up being the issue. But that, like, that's the kind of stuff that does lose you a playoff game.
Correct.
Or does certainly you lose versus the Ravens or somebody like that.
Yep. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Text message, why run up the middle with a stacked box, run outside? Because every formation they run encourages a stacked box.
Right. That's the whole problem, too. Yeah.
They have all 11 guys between the hash marks.
If you have, guess what? There's going to be 9 guys in the box when you have 11 guys in the box on offense.
Right.
It's just they just encourage it. That's the other thing that drives me insane. Bill O'Brien used to do this, too. Like, stop pretending you're somebody you're not.
Yeah.
You guys cannot mash teams. They're acting like it's the Adrian Peterson Vikings, you know, because they would always have those stats about, oh, Adrian Peterson did this against 9 guys in the box. Yes, it was impressive, but there were 9 guys in the box because those Vikings teams would line up with everybody all in a big rugby scrum, and they could do it. They had the guys to do it. The Texans don't have the guys to do it.
Right.
They just flat out don't. Their offensive linemen are not those guys.
No.
They just flat out are not. Their tight ends can't block.
Yep.
Their wide receivers want to block, but they're too small.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs will try like hell, but there's times where a safety is going to beat him in a run play. And when he's right down there lined up outside the tight end, that safety is going to make a tackle for a loss. I don't know why Bobby Slowick can't have his offense look in the mirror and just realize, okay, this is who we are and this is what we can and cannot do.
And that goes back to the question we asked at the beginning of this segment, which is when D'Amico says everything is on the table, what does that mean? If it does mean some sort of tweak to the scheme or some scheme change, that at least allows these guys to play to their strengths a little bit more, and I'm including the offensive line. You're not asking them to be maulers up there or anything like that. They are what they are. Like, this is not going to be a perfect fit with this offensive line right now this season. But I think the question becomes, because there's a text here, man, after listening to you guys, I'm completely depressed over the Texans' chances. I would say, sir, that's a you problem that you're completely depressed about it, because the fact of the matter is we've pointed out, it's still a good football team. The question is, are there solutions right now to take what it is they're doing and make it better? And as you and Clint have pointed out, make some scheme tweaks here, man.
Yeah, they're very, very capable. That's why we're frustrated, is because they're capable of better than this.
Yes.
They're a middling offense right now, and they need to be better than that.
Shouldn't
in the modern NFL, You can spare me your cliches about how defense wins championships, et cetera, et cetera. It's a lot easier to win a Super Bowl when you've got a high-powered offense.
No doubt.
And this is nowhere near a high-powered offense. They flat out... Which game were they a high-powered offense in this year?
I would say the Colts game in week one, they were...
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That was it. Because they weren't a high-powered offense in the Patriots game.
No,
they scored 41 points, but it wasn't because they were a high-powered offense.
A bunch of turnovers gave them short fields.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's the only one right now.
So here we go, Colts. Get right. That's what you are. You're a get right.
You're our
team,
get right game.
It.
Yeah, you're our get right game. Payne and Pendergast with you, Sports Radio 610. We'll start to look ahead at the Colts in the next segment. What's at stake here? This is one of the biggest early season swings that I can remember between a win and a loss for the Houston Texans in a long, long time. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.